Yo, what's up? Welcome back to Alpha Central. I'm your host, Jack, and today we found the best of when women get rejected, except it's an hour-long episode. So let's jump right in, right after you subscribe, of course.
Disclaimer, this video was made for strictly comedic slash artistic purposes. No offense is intended towards any individual featured in this video.
A child that wanted to get into an 18-year-old, of course. You would support them getting into it, correct?
Yeah. You know, you ask the most, like, basic, arrogant, disgusting questions.
Well, because people...
No, like, I just need to let you know, like, you're a little... And you're lucky that I've even sat here this long and entertained this conversation. But yeah, I don't care as long as they're happy. But you ask all the basic, like, just so small-minded. Like, you're just very disappointing. I really thought that you would have something interesting to ask me, but you just asked the same questions I've been asked countless of times before. And I really thank you for your time. Thank you so much for interviewing me. But yeah, have a nice day.
Can you give us an example of a good question?
What do you think the meaning of life is?
This adult actress did not like this question at all. At the end of the day, she is in that industry, so she should expect questions related to that. Her way around, he'd be getting locked up for a domestic violence case, that's for sure. It doesn't look like there is a justifiable reason as to why she has done that.
Are you gonna walk out?
No, I want you to touch me. Okay. I'm waiting.
That's not gonna happen.
Wow. You just said you're gonna physically put me out, right?
No one's gonna physically touch me.
What is happening?
Go ahead, put me out.
Yeah.
Put me out.
Yeah, so she stepped on my foot. She did it again.
Oh, what?
Stepped on it again.
What?
She assaulted me on camera.
Myron from Fresh and Fit Podcast was attacked by a girl after he rejected her on stream. This is crazy. Don't get me wrong, but half the time it looks like they're looking at the cameraman. She clearly loves herself, maybe a bit too much. Hey, I don't think she looks bad, but she's not my type. And if my girl was doing this, she'd be out of the house in a heartbeat.
Could you handle all three of us at once?
Maybe not. I'm just kind of new to this, but
new to what?
I never done a though. I'm being real.
You want to find out? It's a
I don't know.
You're saying no to us?
I'm not saying no, but I'm saying maybe.
We need a yeah. Should he have a
He could, I wouldn't.
Damn, why?
See the OnlyFans shirt, you're like average at best.
That's what I'm talking about!
Please look at yourself before you come at me sideways. Make sure you're better looking and make sure you make more money than me.
Well, I'd like to see what you look like underneath all that makeup. Let's do the wet wipe challenge.
Sensational.
Let's do it. At the end of the day, you're out in Wynwood and we're making money. And you're out just getting plastered.
I mean, I'm pretty sober. I don't know about you.
Finally, we're seeing guys reject these OnlyFans girls. No more simping.
You know what happened a couple years ago? I liked a guy, so I asked him out. He said no, but he was so sweet and nice about it. You could totally tell that he was flattered and made him feel special that I liked him like that. It's unfortunate that women often don't treat men that way when they reject them. A lot of women act like it's so easy for a man to just ask a woman out. No problem, right? Oh, the worst she could say is no. If only that were the reality. A lot of men have experienced a woman flat out say ew or make a horrible comment at him for it, or just flat out mock or laugh at him. Men are so much better at rejecting women nicely, so women should just ask out men.
Wow, I'm surprised she actually came out and said this. She has some good points.
Don't understand. I won't pay your rent, because rent is your duty. I could spoil you, buy you gift. That's it. That's different. But I won't pay your rent.
Why are you not paying my rent?
I can't.
Why?
Why am I? I don't understand. I'm going to wake up
one morning. You're taking responsibility of your girlfriend.
No, you're not my responsibility. My daughter is. Your father should be taking care of you.
What if she doesn't have a father?
Then her mom should do that.
And then her mom passed away.
Uncle.
Then they're useless, they're drunkards.
Get a job.
Just because she's your girl doesn't mean you gotta pay for everything, including her rent. That's insane.
And he said, today, my fiance came to me and said that I have to make a decision between our relationship and the business. This guy, in his dorm room, in undergrad engineering, built an online cloud-based compliance tool for hedge funds with under $250 million. To help them reduce their costs, it's a subscription service. The guy had a run rate of $5 million. He hadn't even graduated yet. This is fantastic. And then he said, but I have no time, and I never see my fiancée, and she wants me to come be with the family on Sundays just once. But I'm doing my compliance downloads on Sundays, and I have to deal with my customers because I got to be back to class at 8 o'clock in the morning on Monday. Now the class is looking at me saying, okay, big guy, what's the answer? I said, everybody, let's be pragmatic. Which is easier to replace? Your business or your fiancé? And the hit the fan.
Lesson learned. Don't mess with your own future over a woman. Who else needs to tell you?
Hey, guys. Are you also left undelivered right now? Stay. Watch this video. Now, guys, I have also been left undelivered for maybe 14 hours. I know that because I just checked. But I also know I will be receiving a snap back soon. Have I watched his snap score go up multiple times throughout the day? Yes, I have. Have I also watched him be active on Snap for probably 30 minutes by now? I have. What could he possibly be doing for 30 minutes? I don't know. But I'm gonna tell you right now, it's a third sense. It's coming to me. I already know what I'm gonna get back from this boy. When he finally decides to open my Snap, I am gonna see some like this. And I promise this from the bottom of my heart. If I'm wrong, I'll give you my kidney.
I was not wrong.
Sometimes it's best to just let it be and move on. You gotta stop grasping for straws.
You're calling me, we're broken up. What am I supposed to think from that if now you're calling me, wondering where I'm at when you did the breaking up?
Okay, so I feel like if we're in a long-term, loving, committed relationship and we break up, the first thing you do shouldn't be to run to the arms of another woman. If your heart is with me and you respect me, at least give me the courtesy of giving it some time, because if we break up, you're right. Can we work through it? Will we get back together?
She initiated the breakup, yet wants him to stay away from other girls? This is so toxic, it's crazy.
Ooh, hey there, handsome.
Here we go again.
Yeah, you looking like a long-term relationship in that quarter zip.
It's just comfortable, okay?
I bet you'd look even better in a suit. Navy three-piece.
Would you please stop dressing me with your eyes? Ugh.
You look like you'd make a great father.
I can be so much more than just a father. I could be that big daddy.
Whoa, settle down. When's the last time you got long-term relationship?
That is none of your business.
Oh, jeez, you're so tense. Why don't you come back to my place and we could open a bottle of wine and snuggle all night long.
Do I look like a simp to you? And by the way, I don't snuggle. I pork. No p***y.
Jeez, okay, if you don't want a long-term relationship, just say so.
I shouldn't have to. I should be able to come out in public without being harassed by women for commitment.
Well, you may not be looking to be a boyfriend, but with that outfit, you're asking for it.
Wow, all you women want is a long-term relationship.
Yeah, well, you're not even that dateable anyway.
This might be a skit, but it's absolutely hilarious.
I'm never going on a date ever again. Listen to what happened to me. So I went on a date with this boy. He's 6'8", right? I don't even care at this point. We go out to dinner, and this lady comes around with roses, like selling roses. And I was like, oh my God, like she's going to come up to our table and he's going to buy me a rose. She comes up and she was like, do you want to buy a rose for the miss? And he was like, I'm good, thanks. I looked at him and I was like, so you're not gonna buy me a rose? And he was like, oh, I don't have cash on me. Sorry, love. The bill comes. And he pays the bill with cash.
Psych! Really? On the first date? How could she even be mad about that one?
Can I get another drink?
Yes,
could
you?
I'll just send again. You'll pay your bill. Are you not gonna buy me a drink? Come on. I know you've been cutting me off, but...
No.
I'll pay for it myself.
She's literally like so hot and
I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
You're gonna be boring.
Well, I care.
Come on, you're working a bar.
Yeah, but I'm a
bar.
Can't.
Can you shove your number then?
No, well, I've got a girlfriend unfortunately, sorry.
I'll have your number then.
Can't.
Why?
I've got a girlfriend, innit? She's not going to be happy with it, man.
She's got a door in as well then.
You have to keep paying for drinks and then.
You've never paid anyone drinks, have you?
No.
Are you gay?
No.
I bet you! You're gay!
No.
You've got a boyfriend.
It's alright!
You're not joking, it's fine. Well, that's the time for you.
Why would a bartender ever pay for someone else's drinks? She really tried to call him gay. What is this whole interaction?
If your husband was wrongfully convicted, how long would you wait for him?
6 months, max. And we've been together 15 years.
How long would you wait for her?
Forever.
Five.
Don't lie.
Five
what?
Months.
Good, dude. You should get back on Hinge immediately.
Okay, hold up. She will only wait 6 months, but expects him to wait forever? Come on, what's with this?
What's your thoughts about girls wearing makeup? A lot of makeup.
I think most girls are naturally beautiful. Let me see. This one might need a little makeup, but
I mean, she was interrupting the footage. This roast was bound to happen. Oh. Ooh, he really just hit her with the okay. I wonder where that's going.
Hi.
Huh?
I was just saying hi.
Oh, hi.
How are you?
Honestly, I'm just trying to go.
Okay.
First of all, she's asking him out in the worst place possible. Number two, she's completely interrupted his workout.
Погодка классная, да? А так что, какие планы на вечер?
Посидеть в парке, погулять, пойти домой.
А, понятно. А что, давай в кино сходим вечерком?
Да, как бы у меня дома парень.
А во сколько?
Что во сколько?
Вы со мной? А? Что нет?
Я записывала
свой. А, понятно. Да я это просто, извините.
She just got caught in the act. Her excuse was a 0 out of 10, if you ask me.
I don't know why you keep calling me, bro.
Hey, you're scary, you don't want to fight, period.
Hey,
you don't want to fight, period.
Dude's ex is absolutely crazy for this one. She really can't just leave him alone, can she?
Ladies, let me give you guys a cold, hard reality about how men think. Like, we don't really care what you think. We don't really care about your opinions. We don't care about your feelings. Like, it's all a bunch of mumbo jumbo anyway. When men talk, right? I'll call Fresh up. Yo, what's the deal with this? Blah, blah, blah. Direct. All right, cool. I'll talk to you later. Peace. Girl. Done. Girl? Oh, well, how do you feel? What do you want to eat? I don't know. Oh, my hair. Blah, blah, blah. And they just go in all the different like random tangents. Blah, blah, blah. Like, men communicate directly. Women communicate covertly. And you guys say a whole bunch of random. It's like, bro, men and women are very different. We don't find a lot of the things that you guys find interesting. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, men just want peace and quiet.
Even hobby.
Okay, maybe a bit over the top here, but there are definitely things that men would rather focus on when it comes to women.
You cute, can I get your number?
No, I'm just
gonna
get you. Hmm? I'm just gonna get you, but I might give it to you.
So what, the cucumbers?
The cucumbers?
Yeah.
She said something else. But...
I mean, she misheard what he said, but heard what she wanted to hear.
Hey, y'all! So look, you know what I'm saying? I'm a beautiful bee.
See, don't be on the road too tough. I still cut you with a local tongue. Could have run off, but I kept it real and I showed him love. Look, look.
He couldn't hold in that laugh any longer, and I don't blame him.
Наши компетенции обсудить и понять, кто виноват, в чем, почему мы не забиваем.
All around me are familiar faces, worn out places, worn out faces. bright and early for their daily races, going nowhere, going nowhere. The tears are filling up their glasses, no expression, no expression.
Какая прекрасная аналитика. Да, смотрим третий период и болеем за Акбарс.
Seriously, why is she even there? She is as useful as a water bottle without any water.
Nah, I don't like your edges pass.
No, wait. Damn!
Jay, slow down,
Oh, I missed you? I missed you, I'm sorry. Are those real?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes, they're very
smash. I actually changed my mind, pass. I don't like your attitude. Pass.
God damn.
Wait, can I change my mind about her?
Yeah.
I'm kidding. Pass.
Oh!
Is your fit as fake as your body?
What?
Pass.
What? Damn.
Pass.
Oh.
Pass.
What?
Pass.
Bro is keeping it 100 while rejecting these girls left and right.
It's you, okay, guy number 8. I'm trying to see. They are decent, for sure. I'm trying to see what I'm trying to do. I'm done there. Fucking home here, what's up? What's
Ooh,
up?
Why you laughing?
What we doing?
I ain't gonna lie, You like, you could dress, you got money, you fresh. But I have my eye on somebody else.
So, what's up?
But you know, I got potential, you got potential, like,
Lord,
one of these women gonna
say
you.
That's real, that's real. So, ladies, out of any of you females, do you feel like y'all could be a perfect match with him? Any of y'all, step up. You? You look like...
Yeah.
Oh! Oh! Oh, damn! You got another perfect match. I know it. I can see the eyes. You see the eyes. Girl number 1. Okay.
Five of the day.
I'm gonna just be quick. You. Him. Are we a match?
Keep it a butt with me.
I'm gonna have to decline. But you pretty though on game. I'm gonna have to decline on that.
Okay, so he declined. Do any of you feel like y'all could be a perfect match with her? None of y'all? 3, 2, 1. Sorry, but you are out. Tough one.
This guy is just a savage. The way he rejects these women with no remorse is amazing.
Well, I can guess the name of your crush. You gotta call them right now, tell them you like them and you wanna take them out on a date. Q? Taking a Q?
Hello? You know who this is.
Who is this?
You know, this is Maja. I've been thinking about you. Let me take you on a date.
What?
You heard me.
Let you take me on a date?
Yes.
You trying to take me on a date,
bro? I'm trying to take you on a date. I'm not trolling.
Why are you trying to take me on a date,
bro? What's I can't up? Take you on a date.
I'm trying to figure out why.
What you mean, why? How am I confused? You? It's a yes or no. It's a yes or no.
I don't know yet. I can't make my mind up.
Why?
Right now.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Okay.
I said, okay, you say you can make your mind up. Let me know when you know.
We all know what he meant. A big, fat no. Just hang up. You lost, girly girl.
Just two friends. Sitting in a car. They might kiss.
No, we're not.
They might.
Is that what I'm supposed to say?
They might.
Two kids together and bro just shut her down on camera. Now that was savage.
Hey, when's the last time you got motorboated?
What's that?
A guy put his face between your chest.
I haven't done that.
Can I do it?
You for it?
Yeah. Let's go in the alley.
Head up. No.
Why not?
Cause.
Well, right here?
I don't know you.
Well, can I get your number?
Yeah, you can get my number. But... I don't know you enough to
I don't want your number.
Wow, after all that, he refused to motorboat her.
Emily.
Yes.
How would you feel? Mm-hmm. Let's personalize this. 16 years from now.
Oh, God.
You're 40, mm-hmm. single, no man, no kids, but you have your shit together.
Uh-huh.
You know, money, social, yeah. podcast, all that. How would you feel about that?
I think I would be proud of myself, first and foremost, that I do have my shit together, regardless of whether or not I have a relationship or children. I think okay. part of me would be very upset that I don't have those things, but I would make the best of it.
Gotcha. Wait, Pearl, how delusional is Emily?
Oh, she's super delusional. I mean, I just think, yeah, yeah.
What makes her delusional? Because she's a sweet girl, but what
she's
makes
very
her...
sweet, but it's
oh, you don't know me.
It's unfortunate because, I mean, you have a lot of things going for you, but because you're on OnlyFans, mm-hmm. like, you're going to be ruled out for most of the guys you want.
Having an OnlyFans might be good at first, but when you're older, it becomes a problem.
Would I personally care?
Whatever that number is.
Yeah.
You damn right, blood.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Why would you care? What if I slept with like 100 men?
Well, then, I won't be number 101. You know them way there. I'm not a side man. I'm not halloumi cheese. Like, I'm not corn on a cob, fam. I'm steak. I might as well go marry a bucket. You know them way there. That's what it is, boy. I might as well just go and rub one out in the alleyway, because that's how it's going to feel in the bedroom.
It's crazy how they don't understand why a body count matters. It's the first thing us boys want to know.
Look what she's doing.
Well, he did make a big mistake in taking her back, but this just shows how psychotic she really is.
Is your match on this line right here?
Yeah, I got
a match. Oh, you got a match? Hello? Do you want to dance?
I cannot play.
We going to test it out. Try to get my...
No. Maybe I don't want the dance.
Oh, so you don't want the dance?
I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to have to kindly decline, you feel what I'm saying?
Oh. Oh,
can I go sit on the couch?
Oh, wait. Damn. I mean, you could have got the dance, then decline. But wait.
Hey, he declined in the nicest way possible. Nothing wrong with that. Dang, bro rejected her so hard she started crying. This is just kind of sad.
I don't know. I'm newly single too, so like long term, I'm out ya. You look good. I like your swag and stuff. What's your name?
Gio.
Oh, my name is Golden. That's two G's. Okay. I like that.
Okay, she's saucing good. Okay. What you feel? You perfect match? I'm sorry. No.
Dan? You like that? You. So what was it though?
Hey, what was it? She look good, I ain't gonna lie. I like your eyes too, shit like that, but I don't know, I'm a pal.
Yeah.
Her requests were just too much, but hey, the men were nice about it all.
How many guys have you slept with?
No.
Come on, I really want to know.
I don't want to tell you.
I mean, we're talking, we're being open, like, I swear I won't get mad, swear.
You promised you won't get
promise,
mad.
Promise, swear to God. How about this? How about we say our number at the same time?
Like on the count of three?
Count of three.
All right.
Ready?
One, two, three. 135. Seven, that's
it? Excuse me? Say that again? 135?
Well, yeah, I slept with a lot of dudes. I don't
know. Yeah, you did? 135?
If she's not going to share her body count, that is a huge red flag in itself.
What's the heaviest you've ever picked up?
400-ish.
And what was her name? If you can't say that's fine, I understand privacy.
What's wrong?
I understand,
with you,
dude. I understand. Nothing's...
Nah.
That was absolutely hilarious. Bro didn't even know how to respond to that one.
Go
Dang, bro hit her with a harsh response, but hey, shouldn't be asking a guy out at the gym. Just let them work out.
Ladies and gents, never get angry when you see your ex with someone else. Remember that at a young age, our parents taught us to give away our used toys to the less fortunate. You know, that was a good one.
Well, when you think of it this way, it makes things a whole lot less painful.
Would you guys date a girl with an OnlyFans?
No.
Really?
Here's the thing about OnlyFans. People don't want to talk about it, but it's like the second you have that link in your bio as a girl, life changes for you. If you don't become like a Kazumi or like one of these like millionaires off OnlyFans, getting a regular job, doing anything else, you're going to carry that stigma with you for life.
That's so true. If you're not like the 0.001%.
For real.
It's crazy how different men and women feel about having an OnlyFans account. The boys are strong.
How many people do you think I've slept with?
I don't know, I see that crosshair necklace, so I'm gonna say about 26.
Well then, do you want to make it 27?
I'm good.
Dang, he just straight up rejected her and then walked away. Now that is how you should behave yourself, boys.
So what you're saying is, I have to marry you, make you my wife, in order for you to start doing wife things.
I mean, I'm just a girlfriend.
Okay. Okay. Shriga, do you want to marry me?
Yes.
Why?
Because you're a provider, a protector. You watch out for me. I love you. Why would I not want to marry you?
I appreciate that. I love you too. So what you're saying to me is, those are the things you want your husband to do.
Yes.
So you see your husband in me.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So the things I'm doing right now, even though I'm not your husband, you want your husband to do. And the crazy thing is, that's just who I am. Not because this is what I feel like I have to do. I do it because that's who Jeremy is. I'm already a husband. I'm just not your husband yet.
A relationship may not be as special as being married, but it doesn't mean the woman or men get to slack off.
No, please don't do that ever in your life.
Please don't.
It's awkward.
You're awkward.
That's cringy, dude. Ava, please.
What's wrong with him? He doesn't want to go on a date with me?
You know, this is all internet videos, but you have to remember that people like this actually exist, and that's just insane. Just gotta be brutal with it. Can't get no dang cooties.
I waited 24 hours for a guy's reply. And you know what that means. I did my hair and I put on a cute dress, and now I'm going on a date with another guy because you snooze, you lose is the motto of 2023. Bye.
Sounds like the first guy dodged an absolute missile. Couldn't even wait a second for him.
All right, she's a 10, but all her friends are guys.
No, she's not a 10.
No, she's a 10. Look-wise, she's a 10.
Yeah, if she has all guy friends and she's like a 1.
That strongly?
I don't think you understand. Like, I was just talking to somebody else about this the other day. She has guy friends without hanging out with you. What do you think? Like, what is a guy going to think? Even though she says I'm not doing anything. It's just not right. Like, if it was a guy, he's not hanging out with girls. He's only hanging out with you.
Someone wipe this man up.
Bro is right. If she has all guy friends, she ain't no 10. Looks aren't everything.
Have you ever been cheated on?
Yeah.
Do you deserve better?
Yeah.
Describe one point why you deserve better.
Everything about me is 10-10. I need the best.
So why did you cheat?
Huh? Yeah.
Drinking dope turned me to a superhero. Yeah.
Oof. Put on the spot and couldn't even think of one good trait.
Don't you want to be with a woman that is worldly, educated, well-traveled, could bring something to the table, rather than somebody that has absolutely no idea about anything in life and really can't contribute anything outside of just being a woman?
The idea of being well-traveled is a giant red flag. If I look at a woman's Instagram page and I see pictures of her on a private jet, on a yacht, in multiple different fancy locations, she's in Mykonos here, she's in Paris, she's in Dubai, she's in New York, My immediate assumption is this woman is a...
Same here. If she's traveling all over, she's got to be for the streets.
Man in America will 100% look after you.
So the guys here won't do that.
Please, shut... Where?
Oh, there'll be guys in the UK that'll look after...
No, I doubt it.
Oh, no, wait. All right, would you look after her? Would you look after her?
I'm not her father.
Oh, see? Okay, yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Americans, if I say I want a certain pattern, I don't have to ask too hard. We're versatile. So, you know, with South girls, you're going to get the guy and you're going to get the girl. So, you know, you can confide in them when you can't talk to your man them.
I mean, she has a point, but a random stranger isn't going to go head over heels for another stranger.
Shit, but I'm going to have to cancel on you. I'm so sorry.
That's cool. I'm f***ing free anyway.
What? She been waiting all day to say that, bro. Like, she didn't... I don't want to talk about her.
What you talking about? Get your f- on. I don't know what...
Like, bro...
She was 100% rehearsing that in the mirror. She couldn't help herself.
Since the beginning of time, men have preferred...
Andres.
What that means is that men prefer women that...
But that means you don't like... You don't like... In that case. You only like the status of having a lot of people.
I mean, you got 100 plus men telling you here that they prefer women that have lower body counts.
Yeah, all of them are delusional.
Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be fair to say that in general, women prefer a man taller than themselves?
Yeah, that's true.
Would it be fair to say that in general, women prefer a man that makes more money than them?
Guess some. Yeah.
Would it be fair to say that women want a guy that is more confident and ambitious than themselves?
Yeah, those things, yes.
Okay, what if I said that women are delusional for these inherent standards?
I don't think it's delusional to have those standards.
Oh, stop the show right there. I don't think it's delusional that they want women that have low body counts.
But why?
Hold on, stop the show.
Oh, okay. So when it's flipped the other way around, it's not delusional. Strange. Damn, she really thought he was gonna simp over her sticking it out like that? Nope.
How come you never lose your cool? You're always so calm and collected.
Because I don't get involved in stupid conversations. As soon as I feel like a conversation is getting stupid, I just cut it right there and I say, you're right.
But that method doesn't work. It's completely wrong.
Mm-hmm. You're right. You're right.
Of course I'm right.
You're always right.
And guys, this is the perfect way to handle a situation like this. Just let it ride and keep your cool.
Asking cute guy at Dutch for his snap.
Hey, excuse me. Sorry. I just want to say I think you're cute. I was wondering if I can get your Snapchat.
No.
Is there a reason? Just...
Okay,
sorry about that.
He was just trying to place his order until she came up and had to make everything awkward.
If you were to look at me and rate me on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you rate me?
I like a 6.
What are these men? They are savages. They must have been from the Ice Age.
What in the world was her comeback? From the Ice Age? Someone explain, please, because even cavemen wouldn't want her. He straight up ignored her right when she started trying to get his attention. Good man.
Honest, bro, you look like a man. I ain't gonna lie. I can't lie. To be honest, you cool, I guess. I don't like your hair, though. So yeah, you my dog. You fine. I ain't gonna do too much. You know what I'm saying? For the boots, you dripped out. You look the best out of the line, dripping. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, outfit. To be honest, you like a baby kid. I ain't gonna lie, but you can though. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you don't know what that is? A baby kid? Nah, I bet. So, you just look like you from goddamn New Jersey, New York. But to be honest, you cool. Goddamn. What's funny?
Because you just looking at me.
I'm trying to see, to be honest, what? Because I can't see nothing really. Like.
He was just brutally honest with the girls, but seems like some of them couldn't handle it.
What's your thoughts about girls wearing makeup? A lot of makeup.
I think most girls are naturally beautiful. Let me see. This one might need a little makeup, but
Wasn't expecting him to go that far, but gotta love it.
Nice to meet you.
You too.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, it didn't turn red yet.
No, I'm so sorry.
Tell me about yourself.
Okay, I'm Gabrielle.
Give each other a chance.
Yeah, let's give each other a chance. Let's okay, you wanna do that?
I do see you.
No!
Why did she keep doing it? Sit down, girl. Get rejected. Girls or sports? Bro chose sports. The right choice.
That's the answer. Next.
First and foremost, I don't need the attitude.
All right, sorry.
Don't forget where you're at. You're on our podcast as a guest, so show some respect to the platform. Second,
sorry, sir.
You guys got to stop treating this like a joke. We're trying to have a legit, productive conversation here. If you guys are going to lower the quality of the show and act like idiots, then that's fine, but do that on your own time. Don't do it on my platform. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I understand that there's a time and place for jokes and then some satire here and there, but you guys are literally just hurting the quality of the show at this point with your little snickers behind the scenes, etc. The audience can hear it because every time you guys laugh or whatever, the mics are sensitive. They pick it up. So rehearse the quality of the show from a listener standpoint. All right, you're on a podcast. You're not having a casual conversation with your girlfriends at a pub somewhere. Right.
Dang, he just told them off on live. She shouldn't have been giving that attitude on his podcast, though.
Truth or dare?
And truth.
Okay, I dare you to go up to a random guy and get his phone number.
Okay, yeah, easy. Yeah? Never get rejected, yeah.
Okay, let's go.
Hi, sorry, you're really good looking. Can I get your phone number?
You're approaching me.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I'm gay.
Sorry.
Okay, so how did you go?
Oh, I rejected him. He wasn't my type.
Wow, she really tried to act like she rejected him, but the camera says otherwise. Aw, this one was actually really sad to watch. She really loves this man. Amen, brother. I'm about to head out and go catch some criminal scum.
Amy and Ray Rock are gonna see each other. 3, 2, 1.
Nice to meet you.
Hello.
How you doing?
Wow. How's it going? Wow. You're kind of blushing a little over Ray Rock there.
You were wearing pink, yeah.
Amy, do you wanna go out with Ray Rock?
I mean, I'm definitely worth a try. Like a drink or something.
I don't like that answer at all. I like it. You say that you want someone to go after you and like invest.
Yeah.
I'm open to seeing more about you. Yeah, if you would like to know, for sure.
Oh, I'm the same way. I'm gonna be honest. I didn't like that answer.
Wow.
Humble her all the way, Ray. He spoke his mind, and I'm here for it.
Hey, from a male's perspective, how do you feel about acrylic nails?
Acrylic nails?
Nails.
Like long nails.
Honestly, red flag, not gonna lie.
But is it something that like bothers you? Like if you were talking to a girl or you were dating her, would you be like, hey, like those gotta go? Like not necessarily like mine, but maybe like as short as hers or whatever.
Honestly, like the thing is, the type of chicks that wear fake nails aren't interested in me. I'm gonna say it. They just don't me. Like, so it's not a problem. It just cancels itself out.
Okay, never mind then.
But, because, I don't know, I feel like I definitely prefer, it's kind of, I don't like the very, all the extra.
Brian, what if she's got
what's
shit?
A like crusty cuticle? Like, what?
I mean. Like, what if she's got, like, crusty cuticles? Like, she doesn't get her nails done, she doesn't go, like, clean up her cuticles. She bites her nails,
I don't think
nails,
that has to do with
like,
maintenance and hygiene.
I want a chick that's ready for zombie apocalypse.
If she's rocking fake nails, she's a fake girl. Yup, this is so on point. It's actually scary to go to the gym now.
What's your biggest flex?
I don't want to sound cocky or anything, but like I'm really pretty. A lot of people just like want to talk to me. Hey.
Sometimes you have to know when it's your ego talking. turn love it, though.
Pardon me? You didn't think we gave pretty girls tickets? You're absolutely right. We don't. Sign here.
That was the cringiest way of trying to get out of a ticket.
That's what they start doing. What do you do in response to that? Cody, I have a question.
I really this was over.
Listen, you're in public. You're without me. You're out. You're looking good. You're smelling good. Looking crispy, fresh. And some baddie, I'm talking 10 out of 10 straight across the board, starts coming up to you, trying to hit on you, trying to flirt with you. It's like, ooh, ooh, what's your number? Ooh, you got a girlfriend? You got a wife? That's what they start doing. What do you do in response to that?
How bad are we talking?
Don't. Do not play with me right now.
I'm kidding.
What?
Relax. Listen.
What do you
do? Listen. You want to know what I'll do?
Yes, I'm going to know what you do.
Let's role play a little bit.
Okay.
You pretend.
Okay, fine.
And then I will pretend that I'm at the bar having a drink. You come up to me, try to hit on me.
Okay. Hey, good looking. I think you're mighty handsome. I like that little beard you got going on there.
I'm very...
Cody, I...
She was literally interrogating him, but the ending was absolutely golden. That last guy definitely passed the vibe check.
I had an outburst after a boy rejected me. This guy, 23M, joined my, 22F, friend group around 6 months ago. I instantly felt attracted to him as he's a very handsome guy and sweet. At the start we got along well and even spent some time without others. I was certain that we'd start dating soon. However, after a while we began having disagreements. He would accuse me of having a bad attitude, not being nice to people and mistreating others in general, all false. Fast forward to a couple of days ago. He hadn't asked me out yet, so I asked him when he would do that. This is the text he sent me. Listen, you're beautiful and my type. I thought you were stunning from the moment we met. But a pretty face means nothing when a girl behaves the way you do. Personality is important to me and yours is horrible. You treat people like she and even made, name, cry over something petty. I'm not even sure if you notice that everyone constantly walks on eggshells around you. So no, I decided not to ask you out. I'm physically attracted to you, but you're not the only attractive girl in the world. I found this text really, really hurtful and shocking. After I read it, I went over to his place and we started arguing. I ended up crying and throwing some stuff around. At the end, there were some broken plates and glasses. After this incident, my entire friend circle labeled me crazy and unhinged, which I'm not. After that, I had the nerve to contact him and apologize to him. I asked him if he could forgive me, and after he said no, I asked him why. He said it was because of my response the other day when I broke things in his house. I just proved the point he made the other day about my bad behavior. Am I really the a-hole here after that awful text?
Sounds like bro just dodged a meteor. This girl is actually crazy.
Guys, it's about to get really warm in about 5 seconds.
Well, that was a great way to scare away all the girls.
Would you mind writing something on this card?
What the hell you got now?
Roses are red. I'm blocking your calls. It can't be my kid. I think it's Jamal's.
How long you been knowing this girl?
3 days.
You don't somebody in 3 days.
It took me about 5 seconds.
You got to go leave me alone.
Dang, he had a super harsh message for that poor girl.
Excuse me, ma'am.
I have a boyfriend.
No, ma'am, I was trying to tell you.
I have a boyfriend.
Ma'am.
Oh, listen. My God, but you don't understand. I have a boyfriend.
Ma'am, listen, I'm not trying to be your boyfriend. I'm trying to tell you you have a flat tire, and I was going to help you change your tire.
Oh, my. Can you help me?
No, I can't. I have a girlfriend. I have a girlfriend now.
This might be an animation, but it's crazy that people actually do this.
How much money do you think a guy should make per year?
I mean, if I'm like dating them, it'd be nice if they were at least making $100,000.
Like a million, 2 million,
500 grand?
A lot. We're expensive.
Yeah. Mills. Millions.
Oh. Let me think. 500,000?
Like, do you even know like how difficult that is? This is a perfect example of the difference between a man and a woman. A woman can just look pretty and attract a man who earns that amount of income. A man has to actually work and develop himself into a man that makes that $500,000 a year, $1 million a year, and that's much, much more difficult than looking fucking pretty.
I swear, these women are just so clueless. The fact that one of them said 2 million is insane.
Can we talk about marriage?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Listen, listen, you paired the two Africans in the room together.
Is this red yet?
Why?
Well, I know why. Because I brought up marriage.
I'm ready.
You can't take a joke, you little
To be honest, I didn't understand her humor, so I didn't know if it was a joke or not.
And you don't like funny women?
I do, but that didn't make me laugh.
No, you don't. That didn't make me laugh.
Right off the bat, he hit that rejection button. Good for him not simping.
Excuse me, sir, would you like a kiss or a spin on the wheel?
Nope, I actually have my girlfriend here. Oh.
Why did she try to get his attention in front of his own girlfriend?
Make this make sense for me, right? Why when a person running after you, they running after you, they calling you, they texting you, they emailing you, they sending you SOS messages, they pulling up and they knocking on doors, they going outside their way because they trying to make the relationship work with you. They exhausting every possibility to make this thing work, and you don't want it, you don't want it, you don't want it, you don't want it. You good, you good, you good. But the moment that that person stop, the moment that that person say, you know what, since you're good, be good. Since you got it, then have it. The moment that that person get tunnel vision and actually start working on themselves and start healing from you and really start growing and elevating in their own life, the moment that you see them shining, the moment that you start to see things coming together for them, why do you bring your funky behind back over there trying to interrupt their peace? Understand, miss, ma'am, sir, what they wanted, they don't want no more. Ain't no, yeah, y'all bother me with that. When somebody wants you, you don't want them.
It's all a mind game with these girls, and we must all recognize the signs. You can't get mad at your husband for spending quality time with his own son. Come on now.
The second you realize that a girl is damaged, the second you realize that she's a flaky attention who's gonna make your life miserable, the second you make that realization, no matter how early or how late in the relationship, the second you realize it, you leave her, you dump her instantly. No second guessing, no thinking that it can be fixed. No. You drop her like a hot rock. You drop her and you move on and you leave her in your rearview mirror and you don't look back, because that woman will ruin you.
This guy is speaking facts, boys. It's nearly impossible for a girl to change her ways.
I would give my pitch to Brittany. I know she said she's not into guys who have lighter hair than her, but I feel like there's always an exception to the rule. I feel like these two gentlemen up here are really great guys, but I feel like I'm maybe not as nice as them. I would put it that way. I feel like I'm a little bit more on the fun side, spontaneous, adventurous.
Brittany, you feeling anything there?
I'm really picky.
Oh my God.
I need to be really bold.
Be bold, do
you
it.
You are so attractive.
Hold on! He's the best looking guy I've ever seen. And what is your name, by the way?
Jeff.
Jeff, are you interested in Brittany, yes or no?
No.
Oh!
Man rejected her with swamps under his armpits. Damn, that must have hurt.
Okay, rate out of 10.
2, 7.
I'll give you a 2.
Yeah, I'll give you a 2 as well.
Well, I was going to give you all $100 each, but since you rated me a 2, you get nothing.
She really tried to guilt them into rating her a 10. How desperate is she?
Go ahead. Tell them what you want to tell.
Nothing.
Oh, all of a sudden you're shy? That's
not
crazy.
Shy.
Okay, that's what's now with your face.
Big words from a small girl.
What? Small?
Yeah.
What?
What the
f***? Did I say that?
I'm not an Arax fan anymore.
So sorry.
You just lost
so
one
sorry.
Sub.
I didn't mean that.
She was scared to call him small too. He really got a bit too excited. Wrong time to be doing that.
Can I get your number?
Dang, boys. Even the cops out here rejecting females. What a legend.
Is your boyfriend loving it? Yeah, look, there he is.
You mean your dad?
Look, he's sitting there. Look, he's sitting right there. Yeah,
do you mean your dad?
No one knew that. I bet no one knew that, exactly.
Do you think if I had a boyfriend, I would do this?
Well, there you have it.
Damn, KSI even out here rejecting models. Bro is an alpha for sure. Just because she's an influencer doesn't mean she gets a free pass to any bar.
Oh, it's your mom's birthday tomorrow.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing?
Back.
Attaboy. Can't be simping over these girls when you've got the gym.
Because people are tired most of the time.
Gosh, I love you so much.
Oh, thanks.
Can I give you a hug?
No, thanks.
Please?
No, thanks.
A little one.
Yeah, no thanks.
Oh. Dude was in the middle of an interview. How rude of her to interrupt.
I'm your first priority, right?
No, you're third.
Third?
Yeah.
Who's first and second?
My mom's is first. She took care of me my whole life. She always comes before you. I'm sorry. I hope you realize that.
Okay, so your career second?
Nah, you come before my career.
Then who the hell comes before me?
My barber.
Your barber.
My barber.
How the f- does your barber come before me on your list of priorities?
Well, you like the way I look, right? You like how confident I am, right? You like how happy I am, right? I get all that from him.
So your barber makes you happy and I don't?
Honestly, yeah. You just stress me out.
How do I stress you out?
Exactly.
The barber probably jumping with joy right now.
Stop. 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 I tell you, stop. You know what? Stop. Stop. Come out.
She started it. He was just defending himself. Bro just removed his ring and went on with his life. Alpha energy there. When the boys are zoned in on video games, it's not time to interrupt. Come on.
So what's your email?
Can I kiss you?
Right here? Okay, real quick.
@gmail.com. Yeah, that's my email.
Wow, she really fell for that one. And the crazy thing is, she was all for it. My man, I am rolling in laughter. He just wanted to cook up some pancakes.
Hey babe, what's up?
I'm good.
Do you have a girlfriend? What? You're gonna walk away? Why?
What a great way to walk away from a weird situation. She was harassing him.
I personally think that everyone should have the confidence in themselves as a 10. If you have the confidence in yourself that you are a 10, that you will attract people to your confidence.
Let's say a girl next to me, she's, I don't know, truthfully isn't very attractive, but everyone tells her, yep, girl, you're a 10 out of 10. Don't ever settle for anything less. She might start going after certain guys, whatever, who aren't within her league or her whatever, and she's going to constantly get heartbroken.
I kind of want to just bounce, to be honest.
Seriously?
Yeah, because we're bit. Just
You're that triggered over this conversation?
Dang, she got shut down so hard she had to leave the podcast.
Why do the people that were the problem in the relationship talk the most after a breakup?
Listen, some of my exes did. If people are talking, if the person that was the problem in the relationship starts talking about you after the relationship,
right.
Usually that's because it's the only way they can cope with you not being in their life anymore. If they have to walk around telling everyone and going on social media talking all this shit, you like, oh, you were toxic, you were a monster, or if guys, you know, they'd be like, my girlfriend was a bitch, so cheating or some shit. It's because it makes them feel better. If they can convince themselves that you were such a bad person, they won't, it will hurt less that you're not in their life anymore, you know? It'll feel like it wasn't really a loss. It's a form of self-manipulation. But no, if you know you didn't do shit, don't sit there and let them talk shit. They're just trying to cope because they can't move on and they're trying their best to.
Damn. Damn, thank you for that.
This is absolutely correct. If she's talking down on you, she's the problem, not you.
What's your name?
Isaac.
Isaac, what do you rate me out of 10?
I'm happily married, so it would not rate you.
But... Okay, so if you had to rate me, if you didn't have a wife, come on.
That'd be a 1. It's a little desperate, that's why. So the most important person in my life is my wife, so she's 1.
I mean, what did she expect? She kept pressing him after he said he was married.
Are you more interesting than you look?
It's all in the mind, eye of the beholder, Ann.
What do you do?
I'm a business development manager for a large bank in the Northeast.
Okay. Tell me if there's anything interesting about your job.
Absolutely not. No. It's interesting to me, but I'm sure that it would probably go right over your head.
You're always very quick, are you, Howard?
In some things, yes. In other things, I like to take my time, if you know what I mean.
I've absolutely no idea what you mean. What do you mean?
Somehow I don't doubt that.
She tried to roast him for nothing, but bro clapped back. How is she gonna get mad after she started it, though? You guys have made it to the end. Like and subscribe to prove you're an alpha. And remember, according to YouTube, the best way to help the channel in the algorithm is to watch another one of my videos right after this video. So if you like this video, you should watch another one. Till next time.